Welcome to the April edition of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Take a look inside to find four research papers and the latest news on audio developments, meetings, and products. If you're working in the field of semantic audio, you'll want to seriously consider attending the 42nd International Conference, taking place between the 22nd and the 24th of July in the town of Ilmenau, Germany. Ilmenau is a university town surrounded by the mountains of the Thuringian Forest. Beautiful hiking trails are available within easy walking distance of the Technical University, which forms the site of the conference. Accommodations have been reserved at nearby hotels, and an excellent train service to Ilmenau is available from the Frankfurt Airport. On the third day of the conference, there'll be an optional excursion to the Johann Sebastian Bach Museum in Eisenach. Semantic audio refers to research and development aimed at content-based handling of digital audio recordings. You'll find out more if you're there, and the many discussions started during the conference sessions can be continued in the evening in Ilmenau's convivial inns and restaurants. Find a preview of the conference in this month's issue. Talking of conferences, the call for papers is out for the 45th to take place in March next year in Finland. Chaired by Ville Polki, this conference will give a broad overview of the state-of-the-art applications of time-frequency processing in audio. It will also include a tutorial by Berend Adler on the maths involved in such applications. All contributions to this conference are expected to use time-frequency processing in some way, although individual applications will differ. This will foster a cross-fertilization of ideas, leading to improved techniques throughout the entire subject area. Francis Rumsey's featured article in this April issue looks at audio in the age of digital networks, including wireless streaming and high-quality audio over long-distance networks. Professionals working in Cinema Audio Post, for example, can now work together between different cities that would previously have needed couriers to ferry materials back and forth. Discover what's going on in this fast-moving field and keep up to date on important developments that could affect the way you work. A research paper by Thomas Zaroukas and John Mouropoulos goes into the way in which room reverberation changes perception in a signal-dependent way. The authors devise a reverberation masking index that relates to room size and listening location, showing a direct relationship between this and subjective experience. They also offer guidance on pre-processing audio signals for a particular environment. Ronald Arts and Augustus Jensen argue in the following paper that modeling a real loudspeaker as a spherical cap on a rigid sphere is often more useful than the conventional approach, which models it as a rigid piston in an infinite baffle. Their new model can predict parameters such as sound pressure, power, and directivity, and extends earlier work without depending on a more complex scheme. The detection of applause in audio recordings and real performance is the topic on which Christian Uhle expounds in a paper that shows how MEL frequency capsule coefficients and low-level descriptors yielded the best classification performance. He finds that misclassification occurs more often when applause and non-applause with similar amplitudes are present simultaneously. Finally, we hear from Marcus Pierrot and Tom Ritter about a comparison of receiver-based concealment and multiple description coding for error concealment when sending compressed audio over a multicast wireless network. The authors simulate several strategies based on psychoacoustic models to evaluate the audio quality when there is packet loss, finding that multiple description leads to graceful quality degradation as packet losses increase. Catch up on news about audio standards, including high-resolution audio on Blu-ray disc, as well as product news and stories about AES section meetings around the world, all in the April issue of the AES Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.